The federal treasurer has made more critical comments about the way wind farms look, describing them as quite appalling. Joe Hockey says renewable energy is hugely important, but he believes wind towers are ruining beautiful bits of the Australian landscape. The government's currently considering how to respond to a review which recommended watering down the nation's renewable energy target. Wind farm owners say the treasurer's comments are utterly unhelpful. From Canberra, James Glenday reports.
When you drive between Sydney and Canberra, as Joe Hockey often does, you pass a wind farm at Lake George. In May, the Treasurer had a chat with radio host Alan Jones about the look of the wind turbines.
And I must say, I find those wind turbines around Lake George to be utterly offensive.
Correct.
And
correct.
I think they're just a blight on the landscape.
And the people you're talking to are paying for them.
Joe Hockey was criticised for those comments. Today, at a Bloomberg summit in Sydney, the topic came up again.
On reflection, if you had a chance to say things differently, would you still have made the "I find wind farms utterly offensive" comments again?
Yes, I would. Well, I just, that's a bit out of left field, but, wind farms, renewable energy is hugely important, and it's a part, of the fabric of the development of diverse energy supply right around the world. But, you know, we've got some beautiful landscapes in Australia, and frankly, putting up those towers is just, to me, quite appalling in those places.
Mr. Hockey again singled out the Capital Wind Farm and the beautiful landscape around Lake George.
I drive from Sydney to Canberra late, on Sundays and to go to Parliament, and I just look at those wind farms around Lake George and I'm just appalled at a beautiful landscape that's been ruined. And just for all the greenies in the audience, if they built a huge coal-fired power station there, I'd be equally appalled. Okay, so it's just an aesthetic view.
The company that owns the wind farm is not amused by the comments. The managing director of Infogen, Miles George, has been outspoken in his criticism of the Abbott government's approach to the renewable energy sector.
I just don't think it's appropriate to contemplate that the view of one motorist 10 kilometres away from the wind farm is relevant in any discussion of renewable energy generally. And as I understand it, Mr. Hockey, poor people don't drive cars, so they wouldn't see that wind farm anyway. So perhaps that's the counter to that argument.
He and many others in the sector are worried Cabinet will implement the findings of a review of the nation's renewable energy target. Chaired by leading businessman and climate sceptic Dick Warburton, it found the economy would be $22 billion better off by removing cross-subsidies given to renewable energy generators and recommended closing down the scheme to new companies or watering down the target.
Of course, I accept different people have different views about it, but when the treasurer of the country says things like that during a review, that's a very sad state of affairs.
Unsurprisingly, Labor agrees. It says the Treasurer's previous comments about the driving habits of poor people show he's prone to mistakes and it's trying to make political mileage. The opposition leader Bill Shorten was promoting the benefits of renewable energy on a trip to Tasmania today.
The locals want the jobs, they want the wind farms, but what they need is a government in Canberra who understands that renewable energy is not some green plot. Instead, it's a sensible part of our energy mix and sustainable energy mix going forward.
The opposition leader Bill Shorten ending James Glenday's report.